It's been a while since Joy and I have talked to work together, and we keep in contact, and she gets busy and I get busy, and then it's like, and I know it's part of what's meant to be, but every so often she'll say, you know, TJ, I was thinking about you, and I say, you know, Joy, I was just thinking about you, and we connect, and so Joy Melchizedek joins me, and we have a special guest today we'll mention in just a moment. How are you doing, Joy?
I'm good, TJ. I'm good. It's great to be back with you again. And I'm excited about our guest today, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be a really cool show.
So, you know, Joy, you've been really busy. Tell again, because, I mean, this is going to be on your podcast and my podcast. Tell people mm-hmm. what it is you do. What occupies a lot of your time, if you don't mind?
No, I don't mind. Of course, I'm teaching classes and I'm going to be traveling to Hawaii, and I'm going to be with the Hawaiian kahunas, and I'm also doing lots of channeling work. You know, Rosalyn and I just did a set of channelings with the Marys, Mary Magdalene, the mother of Mary Magdalene, and Mother Mary, and that was really cool. We did that, and I'm still working with the kids, and things are really moving. There's a lot happening. This year, I'll be done the book, so that'll be exciting. And I've been having some really exciting things happening with my health, believe it or not, despite the sexy voice you're hearing today. I'm mastering, like, sugar things and all kinds of stuff. And that kind of leads into what we have today. Now, I made a very strong commitment and started working very rigorously with my health. And then our guest today, Magali, her and I were talking about what she's going to cover today. And we started utilizing this machine and her expertise, and it's added so much quality to my health that I started hosting her and sponsoring her and wanted her to come on and share about this, because I really feel this work is very cutting edge, and Magali brings something to it that really expands the work. So I'm glad she's here with us today.
If I can just ask you, kind of like to preface this a little bit, what kind of issues have you had? I know you've suffered from a lot of things, but maybe our listeners don't. What are some of the things that you've dealt with, if you don't mind sharing that, neither?
No. They wanted to give me a diagnosis of diabetes, and the next time I go back, they're reversing it. And I have been doing all this work and working with Magali with no medications and everything, and that was only 3.5 months ago.
Wow.
And I am doing this with no thyroid, which regulates weight and energy. So the added perks with this machine, I really feel play a pivotal role. I also used to have pain in my joints, like in my shoulders. I fell last year and broke my arm and my leg, and so I had pain. Well, I don't have any pain there. I have a decrease in inflammation in my body that's off the charts. I feel most days, like I'm moving like I'm 25 again. I can walk, and now remember, I was in a wheelchair, so I worked very hard to get out of that and have consistently worked to master that, but I feel with everything and that's been added to, including what Magali's doing, I'm able to go out and dance for 3 hours.
Wow.
That is like crazy stuff, you know?
It is. And then go ahead.
So anyway, I am so excited about this. I just want to share it with everyone, and I'm sharing Magali with everyone. You know, I'm nice still like that, you know.
So our guest is Magali Discus. Is that how you're saying your name, Magali?
Yes, Magali Discus, yes.
And
Magali,
go ahead.
Would you, I'm sorry, honey, I just wanted to say, would you tell everyone how you like to be referred and all the different kinds of work that you're into? And first, we're really happy to have you.
Yes.
Yes. Hi, everyone. And I'm very happy to be here and to be able to talk about this program, who is a definite life changer in for health and for many other areas of life. I will say just a general title for myself of holistic practitioner, because I work with different modalities, all of which are natural or homeopathic or based on, you know, the fact that we are made of energy and we are systems and we interact, you know, with our environment and with each other. And that is all something that needs to be considered when we talk about healing. So it's holistic with an H, and also holistic WH, you know, because it's all encompassing of all the different layers and area and fields that are important in who we are as beings, because we are synergetic beings. You know, we are made of many, many things that interact with each other. And so we can't really be limited to one aspect. We have to always consider all of them. And that's kind of what I do in the different modalities that I offer.
Question. Joy, you went through an experience where Magalie, she has this machine. Can we just describe the process of what you went through? Does this it reads several things, this machine, and then we'll talk about more where it comes from and how it was designed. I read a little bit of the history that this goes back, is it to 1998, Magalie, when this was kind of created?
As far as the program and some of its application, it's actually over 40 years old in application and was designed in the 50s, yes.
Interesting. Joy or Magalie, do you want to tell me, maybe Joy, from your perspective, how did you first, you've known Magalie for a long time, but what did you go through? What was the process?
Well, what happened is Magalie sets up this this machine that works through a computer, right, Magalie?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. And then she gives you this device to hold. I call it the steering wheel.
Okay.
And what happens is there's, she puts these programs in. Magalie, why don't you give the details? Because you know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yes, and I call it the galactic board, because to me it feels like it feels like you're controlling, guiding a spaceship through it. So this device is kind of a brain in a way, or an ability to read everything that's going on in your energy field at the biological level, but also at the energetic level, which includes emotional, or even what's in your DNA, or what's in your family line as far as health issues, or even emotional traumas that have been passed on from generation to generation can be read by this device. So it's pretty amazing technology. And you hold it, so you make that electric circuit yourself, you know, by holding each end of that device that is like a steering wheel, like wheel, like Joy is saying. And it sends a microamp current that is supposed to go through all of your meridians. So the theory behind this is the theory of meridians, and all of the knowledge and information coming from Chinese medicine, which is really, really old and has, you know, been proven and proven again and again for a very long time now, and is used still today very efficiently. So this is the program behind it. It's based on those 12 meridians and that whole network of energy that flows through us, and the best comparison you can make would be like your circulatory system, you know, where you have veins and capillaries and arteries, and it goes everywhere in your body, bringing blood everywhere it needs to, and accomplishing what your body needs to accomplish in order to live, to thrive. And so you have the same thing kind of happening with the Qi Chi, which is that life force energy that we also contain, and without which we wouldn't be able to be who we are and do what we do. And so this machine is also called Meridian Stress Assessment Device, because it will send that current and measure the stress on those pathways, on those meridians. And it's able, because of that current that it sends, to see exactly what that current does, where it gets slowed down or completely blocked, and that means something. The same way it means something when you go to your acupuncturist or your Chinese, you know, doctor, that will just take your pulse and be able to tell you what happened to you in your life or what health issues you're going through. So it has, instead of having that processed by a person, it's processed by a program. And that program also includes the energetic information and the biological information of all things in existence. So, for example, it will have the exact signature of any and every vitamin, amino acid, type of cell, but also anything that's in your environment, whether it's chemicals, food, like whatever it is. It has the biological signature of it and the energetic signature of it programmed into the machine. So it can tell you if it's actually present physically or if it's just information in your energy. Or, you know, this is kind of how it works.
So basically what you're saying is it reads our energy, but it doesn't correct that. Does it affect that, our energy, in any way? Can it help correct our energy to bring us back in line?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the first phase, is that read, where it sends that microcurrent and it's able to map basically what you have going on. And because it does that, it's going to accomplish then a few things, because with this mapping, it's able to tell you what you have in the works. So what you have that is not yet manifested, but you're on your way to it. So it's kind of what they call the preclinical analysis, because it's before an illness or a condition would even be declared in the body. This machine can pick it up energetically already. So you have a huge piece of prevention. It can read cancer frequencies. It can read polyp frequencies, cyst frequencies, like whatever it is, like bacteria, toxins, like whatever you have going on. But it can also say to you, it's already in your body, or it's not yet in your body, or it's just in your DNA because it's in your family. So you don't have that declared, but it's there. It's in your information. It's in your energy field. And so that's already a huge piece, prevention. But also, because it identifies where the energy gets blocked and what you have, you know, even slowed down, or what is not working the way it should, you know, and which can lead to illnesses and even chronic conditions, but you're able to see what's happening and start working on restoring. So this is the other piece. So there's the prevention, but there's also restoring the flow of energy on those pathways, which is like reversing conditions. So this is not something that is officially called like a treatment, because it is just supporting the homeostasis of a system. So it works with calculating the frequencies that are needed by this system in order to get back to homeostasis, where energy flows freely. So you have what comes in, what comes out, that's fully balanced. Everything is functioning the way it's supposed to. There are no slowdown or blockages on any of those lines, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Complete sense. And in a way, it's kind of similar to what Joy has done when she's done energy work on my body. Would you say that, Joy, that you feel that there's a similarity in that?
Well, I think there's a connection to it, obviously, you know, energy work and everything. But I think what this machine covers is an in-depth readout, like on the 12 body systems, and it goes into the auric field. Like what happened to me one time, and I knew this was accurate, because I could feel it in my body, but I was doing my best to ignore it. I remember there in my first session, there was a readout for Lyme's, and I knew it was in there. And then the next readout I had done, it was gone. And then I think there it was in my auric field, and then it was gone. So it worked its way out, and that's without any medicines. The only thing Magali gave me, she gave me the readout, and she did the work through the machine, but you also get these vials of drops that you take. And I got to tell you, I'm really religious when I'm working on something. I'm a Virgo, so, and Magali is too. Details, details, it's like that, you know? So, you know, it's like 3 drops in the morning, and if I put 4 in there by accident, I empty it and I do the 3. I'm like very precise. But I think being that way really, really helped move that. Now, the difference in some of the work I do is working like with the hidden patterns and past lives and that kind of stuff. So it can go into structure and things, but I think each thing has its own unique flavor. And it's all like cutting-edge stuff. It's all pivotal, you know. I really appreciate this work, though, because I was told years ago with this, I was diagnosed with, they want to give me this diagnosis, which is essential thrombocythemia, which means your white platelet count mass-produces and turns your blood to serum. Now, they've had me on chemo drugs for 13 years and said this is a life sentence. But I think after 5 years, I came to the conclusion there's an ET machine that's going to help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel this is the machine that's going to help me. And Magali, there you go. That's my 20 cents on the whole gig.
So... And we talked about this before the interview. I guess I want to, because we're going to go down that road a little bit when you mentioned the ET machine. But who discovered this machine? Where did this? You said this has been around for quite a while. Who came up with this?
Yeah. Who did, Magali?
So it's Dr. Voll, who's German, in the 50s, who came up with this, and he was studying meridians and Chinese medicine and wholeheartedly believed in energy medicine and in having the ability to send microcurrents to measure the flow of energy that goes inside of us. And he came up with a program that he used at that time. And he was making these homeopathic remedies that would be it's actually water. So Joy was mentioning the vials of the drops she's taking. It's water, and it has to have 10% of alcohol. Usually it's grape alcohol or vodka that is used in those drops. And what the alcohol does, it is allows the frequencies to remain programmed in the water, because water is easily programmable and deprogrammable. Mm-hmm. So that means if you would only have water and it just sits there, it's going to start taking the energy that's the frequencies that are around it or in the house or the person next to it. And so it would deprogram what the intention of the homeopathic remedy is for that person at that moment. So the alcohol helps holding those frequencies. And it's all that's in there. So it's not like you're not taking chemicals or essences or tinctures of any plant or anything. It's just, it's basically information, coded information. And so he was talking at a convention presenting his work, and somebody was a volunteer for this and was read. I mean, it was measured his energy and what he has going on, and they made a little vial for him of these frequencies, and this guy just put that in his shirt pocket, and it was lunchtime, and he went walking around. And they wanted to use him again to double-check, and the readout was perfectly balanced. And so they were like, what did just happen? Like, what did you do? And he had just gone to lunch, so nobody could figure out what he had done. But what he had done is that he was holding these frequencies on him in his field when he was checked again. So it came out as balanced completely because now he had the exact remedies to compensate or balance everything that he had going on himself. So the readout came out as completely balanced.
Even
so
though,
that's kind of one of the...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Maggie. Even though he probably wasn't completely balanced, he just had something on him that made it seem that way. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yes. That means he had the exact complement, like the complementary frequencies that his system needed in order to be balanced. So he was holding what he was lacking, if that makes sense.
It's like fooling the test. Yeah, he's fooling the drug test or whatever, you know, the pee test or whatever. Oh, I've got this, and it works great. But he hadn't taken it yet, so his body had not assimilated to that, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yes. Yes, but it appeared balanced. So that was for them, for Dr. Vol at this time, it was a proof that he had something there that works, because then you appear whole and balanced and in complete homeostasis just by holding these frequencies at the time you're being measured. So this has proven itself countless times. There are many, many testimonies online, and the company who promotes this in the U.S. is Natural Solutions, and they have a website where you can find all the information. And so from this, though, it felt like a proof. You know how people need proof and scientific proof, but, you know, it's not something that is still recognized because it doesn't go with what medicine wants everything to look like at this point, but it's still highly, you know, proven and tested in other type of labs where people are testing homeopathic remedies that not everybody use, but it has proven its efficiency over the years. Now, so I was just saying all this to explain that those drops that you're going to be taking are those frequencies that you need in order to rebalance everything in your body, in your energy system, like in your network of meridians. And so when you start taking these drops, it's usually morning and evening, and you do that, you know, under the tongue because it's where frequencies are, or even if you take other essences or extract of plants, this is where it's recommended to put it, so it gets absorbed very quickly and efficiently by the body. And that allows you to, usually within 2 or 3 days, you really feel a difference. You feel clearer or more energetic or something. You feel something's happening. Then it kind of plateaus a little bit on how you feel as far as a big change, because then it start working like in the depth, like at the cellular level, and really go and allow your body to follow these instructions, basically, that it's receiving twice a day in how to deal with everything and behave on all that, you know, all the issues that were picked up or all the slowdowns or blockages that were seen by the machine. And with this, you kind of slowly reopen these pathways or start, you know, the energy start flowing better, and that helps rebalance everything in the body. But the way it talks to your body is through these frequencies that are just coded information telling cells and all kinds of, you know, elements of the body how to behave.
Very interesting. Fascinating. So, go ahead.
Yeah, Magalie, as you were talking, I just wanted to go through the list of some of the things that this addresses. Do you mind if I do that?
No, go ahead.
No, okay. Allergen sensitivities, chemical toxicity, circulatory disturbances, digestive maladies, female issues, immune disorders, inherited predisposition, joint ailments, male issues, metabolic disturbances, neurotransmitter imbalances, nutritional deficiencies, pathogenic factors, phenolic sensitivities, respiratory issues, skin afflictions, sleep disorders, urinary disorders, and more. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. That's really amazing, you know, that, you know, you're like sitting there and without any operations or any medications, all this is like stuff that's just addressed. And, you know, it's actually fun getting the sessions too, because you get to hear like what's shifting, what's changing, what's in your field, you know, and you're like, you're getting the, you know how they'll send you for a test to check and see if you have any cancer cells or anything like that, right? Like you go for a mammogram. Those things are so uncomfortable. You sit there in front of the machine does this readout and it corrects it. It's like magic. It's yay fairies, they're back, you know? I'm just like, and ETs. I think this is just amazing, amazing.
So
now, do you do this going yourself, Magalie?
Oh, yes. Well, like I was saying, I started this by becoming a client. I was immediately, when I heard that this existed, I immediately wanted to try it. I felt like I knew about something like this already, and it was just appearing, you know, and I was like, what? Are you kidding? Like, I think about this type of device all the time. I didn't even know it existed. And so I was fascinated just by that. And the interesting story for me and what really made me want to do this, along with the other things I was already doing. So at the time that I heard about this machine, I was working as a holistic counselor and energy worker. So I have a master's in cognitive psychology, so I do include some counseling in the energy work that I do, because I feel like everybody needs to address things at different levels. So there's the mind, the heart, the spirit, the body. And if we're able to integrate things at different levels, there's more chance that we're going to like help our whole synergetic system or dynamic within to get to a higher level. So and it keeps things balanced, because sometimes, you know, we ascend on one end and not everything follows, or we get stopped because our body's feeling better but our mind still isn't. And so I believe in including all these different components to it. And so I was already very attracted to everything that reads energy. I believe in energy. I was talking about at the time, it was 5 years ago, I was receiving instruction in doing raise your vibration conferences and have a network of experts and people talking about the different things that helps you raise your vibration and make your frequency higher. And then I got into, you know, what's a denser frequency creating in the body, and that's creating illnesses and ultimately, you know, death of this body. And raising the vibration gives you more joy, more health, more abundance, because you attract also higher vibrational things into your life. So I was like, wow. And suddenly there's a machine that can help you really deep at the cellular level, you know, to accomplish that. So I go and I get my first readout, and I'm told that the machine picks up the Epstein-Barr virus. And at the time, it didn't ring a bell at all. I was like, oh, okay, good, you know, cool. What does it do? And I'm told, you know, by this, that it creates chronic fatigue and different feeling, especially of feeling drained and just always tired. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I've been feeling tired. So, and within a few days of taking these drops, I see my energy level go up, and I'm thinking nothing of it. I'm like, oh, cool, you know, I got rid of it. And next readout, it was gone, and I just kept going every month for years, you know, and sometimes it would pick up this or that, depending on what's happening around me or in my life or in my body. And every time, you know, it gets better or healed or taken care of, or however we want to call it. And then about 2.5 years ago, I see an article written by medical medium Anthony Williams, who dedicates his life in talking about, like, you know, food is medicine and all these different things that are happening to us and how it messes us up. And so he writes an article on Epstein-Barr virus, saying that that's the root cause of autoimmune disease and thyroid issues and Hashimoto and chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And he lists all these would feel like more modern illnesses mm-hmm. or conditions that we didn't used mm-hmm. to hear so much of before, but now we do. And so mm-hmm. that was 2.5 years ago, and I'm like, Epstein-Barr, isn't that that thing that the machine had found in me, you know, mm-hmm. and got rid of without me even thinking anything about it? And suddenly mm-hmm. I'm seeing this, and you explain how this virus hides in your cells, start mutating 2, 3, 4 times, and to the point that it's indetectable, like you can't even recognize it in yes. your cells at all. So no test can be done medically to tell you if you have it or not. And it acts in such ways that it starts attacking your immune system and creating all these side effects of having a weak, you know, weakened immune system, which is all these autoimmune diseases that we talk about nowadays. So now we're today, and I have many people coming to me with some of these conditions, and all of them, like, so the Epstein-Barr does not appear physically in their body anymore, which makes sense with that article that was saying that it hides, you know, it mutates and you can't recognize it anymore. But you see at the energetic level, they have the Epstein-Barr virus toxins, because any bacteria or virus that is inside of you is a live thing. So any live things have a specific metabolism, and they need something in order to survive, and they release something in your body, which is the toxin. So bacteria produces toxins in our body, viruses produces toxin in our bodies. So sometimes, I mean, not sometimes, every time, what happens is you can see energetically that you've dealt with something physically that is either not here physically anymore or is has mutated form, but you can see that it was there because you still have the traces, the toxins that it produced, and the energetic signature of those toxins. So all the people coming to me now with these conditions all have the Epstein-Barr virus toxins in their energy field, which I think is fascinating. And that's just one example, but I could talk for hours with all the different examples of what I've seen and how it got taken care of.
Yeah, I know that what I was diagnosed with is considered autoimmune. Now, the reversal of it is a leukemia. Like, if it reversed, they said that's where it would go. But I was in France and met a guy with a machine, Magali. Of course, mm-hmm. France is our home, you know. So while I was there, he started doing a readout. And the machine is not identical to this, but it was all about some kind of mutation. And that, what you're saying, I kind of wonder if the Epstein-Barr would show up in one of my readouts. I want to keep an eye out for that.
Well, it did already. Yeah, it did
already. It did?
Yeah.
Really?
It is an energy, yep.
Wow. So that's really good to know that that's one thing I got to skip over. Yay. You know? I mean, really. Because I don't need it, you know? But, okay. Yeah. So, and I'm really, I know we started just recently looking at some of the blood stuff, and I'm eager to see how that's shifting, because I know it's coming up, you know. One of the mm-hmm. things that's so fascinating, TJ, too, is this machine works in layers. So, like, my first session, it dealt with one layer, right, Magali?
Yes.
Yeah, and then the second session went into another layer, right?
Yeah, there are 15 15 amplification levels. That's how it's called in the program. But it corresponds to layers or depth of how close to the root cause you are. This program works with causes, not symptoms. So when it picks mm-hmm. up what would appear to be a symptom, what it's looking at is why is it doing this? And as the information it's getting with the readout of the meridians. It's like, why is it like this? So you can have three people that need iron or show anemia as a symptom, but they're going to have three different reasons why they have it. Some people, it could just be because there's not enough iron in their diet, and that's one reason. But another person will be a B2 vitamin deficiency, which doesn't allow iron to be absorbed. And that's a very different reason. So that person can eat all the, or take all the iron supplement they want. If they're not taking B2, it's not going to help. So this device is based, is looking at causes. And now there are layers of causes. So for example, if you have root issue A, it led to issue B, C, D, E, F. These are creating all these layers of causes of what's going on. And so this device will look at the layer E and say, we're balancing this, then we're moving to D, then we're moving to C, then we're moving to D, then we're moving to A. So it's telling you when it's reading you, if you're at amplification 1, you are in the superficial layer of causes of what's going on. And if you're at 15, you're right in the middle at the root cause of everything that's happening.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, too, that I think is really cool is how it works with food as medication, you know? Like, I was shocked because I remember the first session I had done, I was eating lentils like crazy. I always did. I'm like, oh, they're so healthy and everything. And I remember my first session was no lentils. And then I was eating chickpeas. And the second session was no chickpeas. So I went back to lentils. But it's really funny because you're eating certain foods that you think and you're told are really healthy. But then when you get a readout, it adjusts what really is healthy in your food as well, which I find is really beneficial because it's helped with inflammation in my body like crazy. I mean, after what I went through years ago, my ankles would swell 4 times the size of a normal ankle. And my ankles do not swell now.
Wow.
It's like crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I'm a virtual smorgasbord or the poster child for, you know, healing, generally speaking, you know. And I feel like I'm so excited about this machine because the kinds of things that are shifting are things that people learn to tolerate. They think, oh, well, this is just the way it is, and I'm not in that much pain, and I can go on. But there's a way out of that stuff, you know. That's one of the biggies, too, really is. And I've seen some people with really extreme things shifting through things, too, like people you worked on, Magalie, that were here at the house. I've seen some shifts, and it's interesting. One person I know who was here, I not only saw a physical shift, I saw an attitude shift, which was amazing to me.
Yeah, because it really does work at all levels.
And
it's a mix because it will help you with your moods. Even like if you're feeling depressed, it will lift you up because it picks up on all the reasons why, you know. And again, it can be stuck emotions, but since you can read emotions, it also calculates the frequency to help you balance the negativity you may be dealing with, you know, in your mind or even in your heart. If there's a very dense emotion, which tends to be the negative emotions are denser, this is able to calculate the compensating frequency to help you bring back up like that frequency, that emotional frequency, and make you feel lighter. So it's really amazing. And to go back to when you were mentioning the food, there's a very clear example that keeps coming up. It's spinach. Like everybody who wants to eat healthy basically eats a lot of greens, and pretty much everyone eats spinach. And so a lot of times it comes up for people and not to eat spinach, and they're very surprised. But the explanation is that every food, like you said, food is medicine. That's absolutely, you know, 100% true. And they all have, each each food, fruit, spice, like whatever it is we ingest or that's in nature, has specific qualities and properties. And that means they can support you if you're working on certain things, but also they also can get in the way if you're dealing with certain issues that are being worked on. And spinach is one of these examples. So if you have a deficiency in magnesium or calcium, or you're in premenopause, menopause, which means you don't assimilate those as well as you used to, then spinach is going to come up as a do not eat because it actually gets in the way of absorbing magnesium and calcium. So if you're dealing with that, and the machine will say, for example, that it recommends a supplementation in calcium or magnesium, you can be sure that spinach is going to be somewhere on the list not to eat at that moment because it's counter-effective. Mm-hmm. And same for other things. If you are dealing with a lot of inflammation and acidity, all the hot food, like, and let's say hot, it's like, it would be like cinnamon, ginger, like the things that bring heat, which can be very needed, very much, you know, necessary when you don't have enough of that. If you want to boost up your metabolism, it will tell you not to do it if you have inflammation, because first we need to get rid of the inflammation before you can introduce back the things that would otherwise, you know, get in the way of you rebalancing your system. So it makes so much sense. And if you look into what food does what spice does what, you know, and even like the Ayurvedic theories of the different, you know, temperaments and how we might need more heat, less heat, like it all makes sense if you look into it. And this is a system that's able to tell you all this.
You know, I noticed something that happened to me, or something that stopped happening to me, is I stopped getting leg cramps, which has been big, you know, that's really big. And, you know, that's what I mean. I'm sitting here and I'm reflecting and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't get that now, you know? That's another thing. It's like you get the session done, you feel better, right? And then you go along. And then what happens is it's like, oh, that stopped hurting. You know, it's like that. It's like the effects go on. It's not like a one-shot deal. It's really amazing. TJ, do you have a question?
Oh, yeah. I got a few. First of all, if people are listening, how do they go about finding somebody who has this quest for, is there a place you can go to find that and maybe, you know, look into maybe getting treated with that?
Yeah, well, so actually when I mentioned the website, the Natural Solutions company website, so it would be www.naturalsolutionsphc.com. If you go there, there's a section for finding practitioners in your area. That would be my best recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Let me say, Magali can work absentee too, though. And I have to tell you, I've heard of other practitioners. I don't know them, but I want to attest to how thorough she is. So, you know, if somebody's looking for a really good practitioner that I can give a testimony about, I can do that with Magali. So I just want to say that too. Not that you can't go to locals, but I'm just saying, well, she's available on the phone too.
Yeah, and thank you, Joy, for mentioning this, because actually it is a big part of how this device works, because we're dealing with energy. So now we're going into quantum physics, because energy does not know time and space. These are illusions in this dimension, in this reality. And when you're talking about energy, the same way you can do remote work energetically on someone, you can do distance healing, you can do distance reading with this device. And you can, because everything is frequencies, everything is just energy with information telling that energy how to behave or what to look like, so it's identifiable. So you can absolutely, and you do that, for example, you would get a piece of your hair and cotton swab your mouth, put that in a little Ziploc, and mail it to me. And I can do all the scans with the same accuracy as if you were holding the machine, and I can program all the frequencies you need and mail them to you. So that's definitely something that works. And I'll add, because it's, you know, it's almost like there's infinite possibilities with this. There's a protocol on this machine for cats, dogs, and horses also. And I've already, like, my cat was sick recently, and I'd never tried on an animal before. And so you don't have the cat hold anything. You just use the hair and the saliva, and if, you know, if they have any other issues, you can use urine or even excrement and test this. And put it in a little bag and scan it. And he told me what was wrong with my cat, and I made my cat little drops. Now, for the people who think I can't have alcohol at all, even though it's a very, very low concentration of alcohol, you can also work with a laser, because photons are programmable just like water is. And photon can hold a whole lot of information. Actually, one photon can hold a whole DNA, complete DNA information of a person, of a whole being in one photon. And just so you know, we have about 1,000 photons per cell in our bodies. That's how much light we have inside of us. And this device works with that too. So you can actually have your own personal laser that will get programmed with the frequencies you need, and then you use them on your hand, but also on your ears, because this is where, like, our hand have all these access energetic points from the whole body. Just like, you know, if you have heard of reflexology, we have that on our feet too. We have that on our hands. We have a whole system also on our ears. This is why when you get acupuncture, there are a lot of points in your ears or around your head. So these are the amazing technology that makes me call this the galactic device. I have to say that I've been into energetic and spiritual things for a very long time. I mean, actually, since forever, because I come right from the stars, and I feel like I remember that. And I remember having dreams or visions, however you want to call it, of devices that heal you just with sound frequencies, light frequencies. And I could describe, I could probably build it if I had to, but this machine is to me very much a technology that comes from a knowledge of healing through just, you know, energy and frequencies. And if any of you have seen the movie Stargate, like 15 years ago, whenever it was, when the Ra is actually an ET and he has that bed that they can get in and get completely healed and restored. I feel like this is the technology that we have access to, and we've had access to, and probably, you know, had before it was completely destroyed, so someone else could make money.
You know, yeah, and you know, it's interesting, though. Like you, I remember lifetimes with sound and different things, healings, and so, yeah, and that whole star people thing. Where I'm going to Memoria in May, you know, I'm going home, but not living, not beam me up permanently, but I'm visiting. So that's what I mean. I feel like that what this does is it brings elements of what we know as home here to the planet, and really, like, invites people to come into not just healing and wholeness, but into frequency. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that I feel is happening, which is lovely.
Magalie, yeah. I wanted to ask you, is this something that most people will be able to afford to do? Is this an affordable process? And I guess that's different. Affordable is a term, but I mean, you know, your health is worth spending money on. I have no problem with that. But is this something the average person can afford to do?
Well, these sessions, the market price of a full scan, including your homeopathics, and you need to consider that that's going to be like a monthly thing. The machine can make that. It decides how long you need to take these frequencies for, and how many drops you need for which, you know, how many weeks you need it. So it goes from 3 weeks to 6 weeks. So if it's 3 weeks, then you would have to do it 3 weeks after. If it's 6 weeks, 6 weeks after. But roughly, on average, it would be a once-a-month thing. And the market value of a session is $150, including the drops.
So $150 a month to me is pretty affordable. And I think certainly something to look into. And if people, now you said you could, this is what's amazing when you guys were talking, is that you could just take somebody's DNA or strand of hair or a swab, and we can send it to you. Now, what is a good way for people to, do you want to give out information how they can contact you?
Yeah, so I was saying that the holistic business name is Natural Healing Frequencies, which is all about the Quest program and what you can get with this device. There's a Facebook page, Natural Healing Frequencies. There's an email, naturalhealingfrequencies@gmail.com. Phone number is 717-856-0500, and my name is Magali Discus, M-A-G-A-L-I-D-I-S-K-U-S. And you can find me on Facebook also.
Fascinating. That's just amazing to hear that. And I'm always, you know, there's so many different things out there. And then to believe that this is ET technology, and, you know, you're talking about kind of saying that, okay, maybe, where do you think you were from at one point? Because I think I've been to other places as well and from other locations. What do you feel connected to?
Yeah, I resonate very highly with Pleiades and Sirius. And the Blue Ray beings is definitely something that I've identified to a long time ago when it just presented itself. And interestingly, I'm also in a modern mystery school that dates from King Solomon's, like 3,000 years ago, which was Egypt, which is also considered to be where people coming from Sirius and other places too, but I have a connection to the Mayans, who are the beings of the blue star and are considered galactic, you know, star beings. And I've done some training in Mayan modalities also because I felt attracted to that. And everything's, you know, it's always synchronistic. And Joy does beautiful work, and she's definitely, you know, we always say we come from the same place, and we're definitely soul sisters, and we've been buddy buddies, and probably up to a lot of star shenanigan at some point together.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And also beautiful work, because I feel like, you know, and we end up meeting our tribe and you know, kind of rebuilding things that we've had other places in other times or parallel times, however we want to look at it.
Yeah. And now we have brother TJ in your tribe now.
Yes.
I have an endearing name for him. I call him Tejas, you know, because of the Christ-like energy that is always present with him. He's pure heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you, Joy, if you don't mind. Thank you. I want to ask you, do you feel, because we've talked about your ET experiences before, do you feel connected to anything like the Pleiades or Sirian, or do you have any sense on that?
Yeah, I have a crowd that I feel really drawn to, and it's interesting, this next trip to Hawaii, it's actually, it's connected to me being taken up in the ship. And there I feel the Pleiades took me up. And I also have very strong connection to the Sirians. Just recently, I channeled Mother Sirius. That was crazy. The Arcturians and the Bella Centaurs. And there's a couple others that have been coming through. And then I got this thing with the Middle Earth dudes, too, like
really?
A scar. Yeah, yeah. So, but I really feel we're all interdimensional, and we awaken to that as we're ready. So I don't feel anyone really has the special T-shirt, Although I spent my life looking for that damn thing, and it, you know. But anyway, I just feel though when we're ready, we access.
Yeah, and I totally see that too. Absolutely, we are all. I mean, we all come from ultimately the same place, and
yes.
And it's just, you know, different switch that are being turned on at different times that just mm-hmm. makes life interesting for everyone.
Yeah, and I feel those switches really light up the interdimensional grid, which assists in the awakening mm-hmm. of humanity. Like these, one of the things the ETs taught me was grid work. When I was up there, they taught me that, and the Earth did. So the combination of the two sent me back. And I think I'm going to do a show one day with just a little, like maybe sharing some things. But it was from them because, again, like Magali's working with a machine and its energy and frequency, and it's got that ET link, and so do crystals. I feel the ETs were very strongly involved in Atlantis, Lemuria, Mu, all of them. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, it feels like this is a primary step in our, a primary next step in our evolution, like to really keep inviting those energies in, because that is part of the resolution that people are seeking from what I perceive. So, you know, a lot of them just don't know it, and they've been taught to fear rather than stay open. But, you know, at the same time, I'm noticing a wave of grace that's going out there, and people are opening more and more because they're hungry. They really are, you know, so... There you go.
And I would also add to it that not only are they hungry, but maybe because so much light is coming here to, and this is the time when, you know, when we said we've talked about it before, when things were going to change after the agreement in 26,000 year cycle or whatever it is. And so we're being overwhelmed with a lot of this light, and you have really... You know, you almost don't have an option but to other than to start to see things maybe a little differently, and more of what's going to beam here, and more of it's going to allow all of us eventually to see it, or we can choose to leave if it's too much for us. But that's kind of the course. Do you see that as well, Joy, Magali? Do you see that going on?
Yeah. Absolutely. I know, too, that... you know, the grand design called all souls home. Now, how people get there, it's up to them. But you I kind of pause and I go, well, who's going to win that argument? You know what I mean? It's like, where else is there to go, you know? And when you think about it, rejection, abandonment, all that stuff is an illusion. Because there's no way we can separate from each other. The human experience tells us different, which is why it's an illusion in a lot of ways. But the Great Awakening is calling for unification of all souls. So I think how that's evolving is a very interesting play, how it's moving, you know.
And these ancient...
And there's a lot of surprises, huh?
I was just going to say, to kind of bring this full circle, is like these ancient wisdoms are being rediscovered and reemerging again, and we've had assistance from other beings, and we were a lot more, at one time, a lot more advanced and a lot better understanding on how to heal, and so we've lost so much of it. So it's just coming all full circle, this journey. Is there anything else you want to talk about at this point, or do you feel like we've covered pretty much everything, Magali?
Yeah, well, in regards to this device and what it does, there's always more we can say, but I think we said a lot of what was important right now to mention, and to let people know that this exists and what they can accomplish or how they can help themselves in that ascension process. And again, like I was saying, there's so many levels of the same thing happening, and we are definitely going through an ascension process. And personally, and I'm not the only one to see that or have seen that, but 2012 December was definitely, you know, when everybody was scared, mm-hmm. It was the end of the world. It was the end of one of those cycles you mentioned, which is 25,512 years or something like that. I don't remember the exact number, but we ended one of those and started a new one, which is usually it calls for a huge shift at the level, I would say, of the whole universe, even, you know, and 25,000 years is a long cycle in Earth years. So for us, it means a lot as humans. And there are different theories out there. I decide to believe, but that's my opinion, that we went through the past cycle was part of what we call the fall of consciousness, where we used to have Lemurians and Atlantean, and I resonate highly with Lemuria, and I know I was part of the people doing, you know, healing and things like this at that time, and this is why I resonate so much with all the energy and the modalities that I'm now attracted to in this life. And my belief is that creatures have power, and we have the power of creator within us, and that includes free will. And so it was not just about doing what was always done in the ways of creator, it was about complete free will, which is what is called the fall of consciousness, where free will led to decisions that were not always, you know, for the highest good, or not always at the highest levels of light or frequencies, but were just part of free will, you know, and so they were very much available. And with the ripple effect of that, we went into more and more and more, you know, dance, like energy, and created really heavy stuff on Earth. And that kind of plateaued in 2012. And for those who decide to believe this, which is part of the things I believe, the third dimension, that third level density, was closed December 12, 2012. And so there was no way anymore to anchor third dimensional vibration frequencies, thoughts, which is duality, which is limitation, fear-based behavior, which is, you know, all these things that have been happening here, like living either in the reminiscence of the past or the fear of the future, like all these frequency or that level of behavior disappeared, in the sense of the ability to anchor into the matrix of Earth for this level of frequencies became unavailable. So this is why we have now the rise of consciousness, so many more people awakening, or all this crap being lifted up everywhere. Like, you hear about all these disgusting plots, or the sex trafficking rings, or the, you know, the truth is coming out left and right, because there's no way to hide it anymore. You can't shove it down and use the gravity of third dimension to hold it down. So it's floating around. There's no way to anchor it. And this is part of our ascension process. So fourth dimension is love. It is operating from love, is being present, is being in the moment right now, in accepting all things as different, not judging them as good or bad, you know, high or low, or whatever you want to do, in not feeling like we're better than anyone else. It's just all an appreciation of all the different aspects of who we are, the beauty of creation, the infinite potential of life and the universe. And so we are now, fourth dimension is the only available structural dimension in the matrix. So that's the only place you can anchor or higher, you know. But you can't anchor anything in 3D anymore. This is why so many people are in crisis, because all their crap is coming up, and they were only only trained to shove it down, repress it, hide it, you know, and not know how to deal with it. So now there's more and more of that happening. And the beauty of that is there's a lot of awakened energy worker beings that volunteer to help guide, you know, the awakening, because we all have that same thing. We all have that same potential. We all are beautiful, you know, light beings, but sometimes we need a little guidance down here, you know, in order to mm-hmm. process all this.
You know, the other thing is, too, all that stuff that comes up, it comes up, too, to heal. And it can only heal if it comes out. Mm-hmm. If it's hidden, it stays in density. So along with what you're saying, I really feel that right there is where people start making choices about which dimension they're going to operate from, you know. I think it was the ones with no names 25 years ago through Flo said, you know, there would be these points where it would be two worlds simultaneously existing, and the one you give energy to is the one you'll live. So it's like, you know, it's kind of simplistic in that, you know, the fourth dimension is love, and then we have all these others, but you have to choose love to step out of the density, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to do that. And I think that people are really being pushed and it to the max. I really do. I think, and the other thing that I'm consistently reminded of is that which is destruction can only destroy. That which is creation can only create. So it comes down to, do you want to stay or do you want to go? You know, that's like a bottom line. They've also said the way heaven gets to earth is the fear leaves the planet. And the way the fear goes is those that aren't ready for the love take it with them. You know, it's actually kind of beautiful because there's, you know, this whole evolution. And you hear about all these souls that go at one time. It's like they take waves of fear with them because their soul agreed to do it. Now, a lot of them will sacrifice for the greater good when they do that. I don't feel they're living in fear-based reality on the other side. I feel some just get bigger wings when they go, you know. But, you know, it's amazing. So
yeah, and to go with what you're saying, it's fear is the 3D, you know, mm-hmm. Energy. And now it's leaving because 3D doesn't exist anymore and 4D is all about love. So it totally supports what you were saying. And in 3D, the your operational mode is reaction. So you have all these patterns and it's like automatic pilot, and anything that happens just triggers some pattern, and all you do is you react to external stimulation basically without processing it, without thinking about it. And mm-hmm. so that's a form of alienation, like you have no freedom in that, and that locks your free will away. And in 4D, because you are in the now and fear is removed and unconditional love takes its place, now you have an availability to process. Like you become more of an observer. You have that ability to take a step back and observe what's going on, analyze, and then make a choice, which is the huge difference between 3D and 4D, is the ability to choose. But it's also, to me, I see that the trick is, it's almost like if your whole life you had an automatic car, like not automatic like the ones we have, like completely automatic. You just sit in it and it takes you and it does everything. You have nothing to take care of. And suddenly the car goes, now it's your turn. I'm done. Like, take charge. Learn how to operate the darn thing. And this is kind of what happened to people with going from 3D to 4D, is that suddenly there's no more automatic pilot. all the dysfunctions are coming up to the surface, and you're called to deal with it yourself consciously by making choices and exerting, you know, your free will power. And that can be scary, like it would be to suddenly, you know, be the one controlling that car when you never did.
Yeah.
That's why I ride Uber.
I hear that.
That was a joke.
I didn't hear it yet.
I said, that was funny. Sorry.
That's what I said. I said, that's why I ride Uber. I'm kidding. We don't have Uber up here. I got a hitchhike. There's no Uber. What am I talking about? Well, we've gone on for just over an hour, so I think we maybe should wrap it up if that's okay with both of you. Unless you want to keep talking, I'll keep listening and keep interacting, and we can go for days. We could set a record and maybe talk for like, and not even eat or anything because we're in such high energy, we don't need food, and we could talk for like 30 days straight, and people would be amazed, and then they would start calling you, Magalie, and going, what is she doing? That's amazing. So... but is there anything else you guys want to add to this at all? Feel free.
I just want to thank you, Magalie, again for everything you're doing and for being your divine self and coming on the show and sharing this manner of magic with us. And I, of course, want to thank my soul brother, TJ, too, and for your continued efforts to support the expansion and evolution of the planet as well.
Well, that's beautiful, and thank you so much for inviting me here and making me part of your show and allowing me to meet TJ today and enjoy for always being that super light that's just shining all around and attracting all kinds of beautiful things. So thank you to both of you, too.
Thank you as well. And it was an awesome, I just loved what you had to say, so thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you.